Today is the day for many restaurants around Ohio. Dining rooms are reopening to customers for the first time in more than 2 months. Restaurant owners are taking a number of new precautions to keep staff and customers safe. But for high-end restaurants that differentiate themselves by providing an intimate setting and attentive service, those precautions can be tricky. While many are opening their doors today, others are taking a wait-and-see approach.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
How are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Good, come on in.
Awesome.
I'll be right with you, okay?
Lindy's is a German Village staple, but their Beck Street-facing dining room, all hardwood and red leather, looks a bit different than usual. Grant Cassidy heads up the restaurant's catering and sales department.
Normally there would be three tables right here, three, four tops. So as you can see, there's just two tops spaced out. And then there would normally be a couple more tables right here.
As restaurants around the state open dining rooms to customers again, they're having to rethink much of what they do. According to Ohio Restaurant Association surveys, 82% of them plan to open today or shortly thereafter. But 3% of Ohio's restaurants won't reopen at all. Every restaurant will face challenges, but for high-end restaurants, the emphasis on service can run counter to demands for distance. In addition to the scaled-back layout, Lindy's patrons can expect to see waitstaff in masks and gloves. Cassidy says servers will also be taking some less obvious precautions.
You know, lots of times servers will have, you have multiple tables, obviously. You might go up to the bar, grab drinks for three tables, and you drop off the drinks at one table, the next table, the next table. That won't happen. So basically, you go to one table. Once you're done with that table, you go back, you change gloves, you sanitize, things like that. Then you can go to your next table.
John Barker heads up the Ohio Restaurant Association. A few weeks ago, the organization rolled out what it calls the Ohio Restaurant Promise, detailing a list of best practices for restaurants and their guests to follow. He says at least temporarily, dining out is going to look and feel different, with restaurants trying out mobile apps for ordering or single-use paper menus.
It's not going to be the exact same experience that you had, you know, 3-4 months ago, but it's better than no experience. And so I think that's what guests are really looking forward to. They just want to, they're tired of cooking and, they want to go out and go to their favorite restaurant and have a great experience, even if it's not exactly the same as it was before.
That pent-up demand was on full display as patrons crowded bar and restaurant patios around Ohio last weekend. Those establishments drew a sharp rebuke from Governor Mike DeWine, although he insists most restaurants and bars handled the patio reopening well. Still, those scenes make Josh Dalton nervous. He owns Veritas in Columbus, as well as the Delaware restaurants Speck and 1808. Rather than opening right away, he's taking a wait-and-see approach.
If they shut us back down again, if we have to go back into our quarantine, that is a nail in the coffin. I won't reopen the restaurants, period.
He says the Delaware restaurants will open for carryout only on July 2nd. And if he can make ends meet, he'll keep those dining rooms closed for the foreseeable future. He's got a bit more breathing room with his landlord in Columbus, so Dalton is planning to hold off reopening Veritas until after the July 4th weekend. He says his primary concern is keeping the staff safe, and he's adding new measures for his dining rooms.
Like, we're going to have a fogger that we disinfect the restaurant each night. We're going to have UV boxes so we can put all our masks in daily. We're going to have UV wands that go around the restaurant, and especially like cloth seating. I'm not too sure if this stuff works and it kills COVID-19, but at the same time, I'd rather take every precaution that I can.
Back at Lindy's in German Village, Grant Cassidy says the crowded patios gave them pause as well. That's why they're keeping their bar area closed and prohibiting customers from waiting on site. Cassidy notes they wanted to head off the problem before it developed, rather than make their waitstaff police customers eager for a night out. And there won't be any shortage of those eager customers. He says by Tuesday morning, they were fully booked for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Nick Evans, WOSU News.